This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. We got 25 more minutes of learning to go for today. But whatever you learn today should carry with you for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
And
we guarantee it.
And be helpful.
Yes.
I just thought of a public service announcement for folks in Eastern Kentucky. I don't think I've ever in my career as a broadcaster offered public service announcements for moonshiners. But if you're out in the woods and you're working on your steel and some revenuers show up, all you have to do is say, "Oh, we're just working on hand sanitizer. We're making hand sanitizer," and you'll just be off the hook right there.
In fact,
there's your public service announcement.
Probably make more money selling hand sanitizer than moonshine.
Duly noted, Ed. Duly noted.
So that's the first on Trivia Friday.
That's right. All right, Trivia Friday. The phone number to call in and be on the program, and we do have an 8-week waiting period between times you call and be on the air, so keep that in mind. Please be respectful of that. The phone number to reach us is 888-589-8840. That's to call in, be on the air, ask or answer or both, 888-589-8840. Send us an email at comments at AFR.net, or you can check us out on Facebook and YouTube. Just type in today's issues. Let's repeat our questions, fellas, and then get back to the phones here.
All right, here's what I've got. What was the original name for New York City? Second question, what was the first state to join the Union? Third question, I'm going to add one. It's a true false.
Mm-hmm.
There's a basketball court in the U.S. Supreme Court building, and it's called the highest court in the land. Is that true or false?
Hey, that's very cool if that's true.
I know the answer to that.
Here's my three questions. First question, true or false? The world's fastest flying insect is a type of horsefly that can fly up to 90 miles an hour. Mm. Is that true or false? Second question, what is a second full moon in 1 month called? What is a second full moon in 1 month called? And then I'll add one. To what city was Saul traveling when he encountered a great blinding light? To which city was Saul traveling when he encountered a great blinding light?
So the full moon question, the lunar cycle, is that what you call it?
I guess. Sounds good to me.
Okay, let's go with that. That's a certain amount of days.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like when you wind up getting three paychecks in a month.
Yeah,
you normally get two.
So what's that called?
That's called the paycheck cycle.
That's called being very happy.
Yes.
That's what that's called.
That's right.
The deal. It all comes down to high tides and low tides, whether it's your paycheck or however many full moons you got in a month. It's all to do with the tides. A sailor or a fisherman up there in Maine or something, he can explain it to you and put it down there on the bottom shelf where anybody can understand.
All right. Go ahead, JJ.
There's a lot of people who said, yes, I've been at low tide and I've been at high tide, and the Lord has taught me to be content. In either tide.
That'd be a great hymn. Mm-hmm. Right there. You need to write that.
Yes.
And we didn't get another good hymn. But it's been a couple hundred years since we've had one.
Hey, I'm ready.
You already did yours?
Three, yeah.
All right, I got two riddles here left. What kind of band never plays music? Number two, when does Christmas come before Thanksgiving?
I think I know the first one. I don't know that.
When does that happen? Speaking of two full moons in a month, when does Christmas come before Thanksgiving? All right, let's get back to the phone.
Talk about high tide.
Yes, sir.
All right, we go to Texas, and Penny is on the line. Penny, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you so very much.
You are welcome very much, Penny. Would you like to ask, answer, or do both?
Answer the riddle.
Which riddle, Penny?
Christmas comes before Thanksgiving in a dictionary.
That is correct.
That's what we're talking about. Yes.
That is correct.
Oh, man.
When does Christmas come before Thanksgiving? And Penny from Texas has a correct answer, and that would be in the dictionary.
That's why I always feel so stupid when you do these riddles, because right. I can't figure it out. Then someone like Penny comes on, and I go, man, how did I not know that?
Here's the deal, Penny. It also comes in the dictionary, as you mentioned, and it also does that in the Chinese Wuhan wet market area. But we don't really want to talk about that. That's kind of sensitive these days.
Yeah. It's 2020 is the year of the bat.
I'm a teacher's aide in an elementary school.
Okay.
All right.
Wonderful.
So you've been...
She's been around dictionaries.
Yeah.
So you've been off since March or something?
March 6th was the last day that I worked.
Wow.
Strange
when do
days.
You, any definitive answer on when y'all go back to school?
Hopefully in August.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what everybody's hoping
Penny,
for.
That's been real, all jokes aside, that's been very traumatic for teachers and students. You didn't really have a proper way to say goodbye to your students. You didn't realize that last day really was the last day. So disruptive for the seniors of 2020. They never expected this. They've been promised that they were going to get the spotlight. It was it's going to be about them with graduation. And boy, for you teachers, you know, you didn't have that closure for hugging your kids and saying goodbye on that last day of school.
And can I give a shout out to West Ward Elementary here in Killeen, Texas?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay. Tammy Thornhill is the principal, and she's doing a fantastic job. And all the teachers at our school are working so hard.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Amen. Yeah, that's great. Good point, Penny. We want to certainly commend all the teachers out there, especially doing the teaching over the internet.
Exactly. Yeah. My next door neighbor's the husband's a teacher and the wife's a teacher as well, so we've kind of got a front row seat to see that play out. So,
all right, Penny, fire away. What do you got? Yeah. Bring it.
No questions.
Okay. Well, Penny, thank you for listening to AFR. God bless you.
Next up, Ed.
All right. Next we go to North Carolina. Joshua is on the line. Joshua, welcome to the program.
Hello. I just have a quick clarifying question. Is the 8-week rule, is that for the whole station or just Learning University?
Just Learning University.
Okay. I would like to answer Tim's riddle. Is it an original riddle or an original?
Are you mocking me, Joshua, about the way I talk or something? What are you doing there?
I make up riddles, and I call them originals.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, originals. Oh, I got you. I'm tracking with you now. Okay. You have to pardon Tim. He's a little slow. Joshua, no, Joshua, let's see. No, these are not. I didn't make these up. I got these off. But I did do the research.
My little brother was on original. And except for a couple of side effects, it really did help him.
All right, here's the riddle, Joshua, that remains to be unanswered, which you're going to answer right now. What kind of band never plays music, Joshua?
That's got to be a rubber band.
A rubber band.
Now, see, that one I knew the answer.
Rubber band, absolutely. Good answer, Joshua. Way to go, brother. Love your biblical name there, Joshua. Great name.
Thank you, sir.
I was thinking wedding band, but rubber band, that's good.
Wedding band, that wouldn't have been bad either.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, what do you got for us, Joshua?
This is an original riddle, or an original.
All right.
What tries to cover the entire world every year, once a year, and always fails?
I'm going to say Democrats. And it's every 4 years for sure.
Okay, what tries to cover the world once a year? Say that again, Joshua.
What tries to cover the whole world every year and always fails?
and always fails.
That's a good riddle.
It is a good riddle. What tries to cover the world every year and fails?
Well, I know what the world needs.
Is love, love, sweet love?
Love, sweet love. I know that.
I'd like to teach the world to sing.
I know you would, Ed.
A happy melody.
In perfect harmony.
You guys
perfect
are harmony. Old. You guys are old.
Yeah.
Let's go stand out on a hillside, hold hands, and sing that.
Hold up a diet. Hold up a Coke.
Coke.
Yeah. Hey, we don't know, we don't Joshua. Know.
You got us, Joshua. What's the answer?
The answer is a freshman science teacher.
Oh, what? A freshman science teacher tries to cover the whole world.
But
once
failed.
A year.
That's good, Joshua.
That's real good.
You came up with that on your own?
Yes, sir. I got a lot more. I'll get back to you in 8 weeks.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, Joshua, I'm feeling generous right now. And since you came up with that very clever riddle on your own.
Original on
your own, we're going to send you a T-shirt, all right? Trivia Friday T-shirt.
Oh, thank you very much, sir.
Yes, sir. We will do that. You need to hold on so we can get your address.
We're going to put you on hold, okay, Joshua?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Put you on hold.
All right. So I put him on hold. Cindy's going to get his information.
Right.
All right, guys. I'm just going to tell you, I don't get it. I don't get the riddle. You guys got it.
Well, he tries to cover the whole world during the school year.
Oh, you mean just in terms of teaching?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's why it's a riddle, Ed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was going, you guys were getting it, and I was going, I'm so stupid, right. I can't get it.
Yeah,
even when everyone else gets it. All right, I see.
But there are times you just need to not say anything. You know what I'm saying? You ever heard that one before?
How long you know me, Tim?
Duly noted, Ed. I should know better.
Not
we should know
say
better.
It. Not going to say
for better
something.
Or worse, Ed's going to let it go.
I'm going to let it fly.
Okay. Kenny Rogers gave you some good advice, Ed, if you had just listened to the lyrics of those songs. Sometimes you got to hold them.
No, when to hold them. All right, back to the phones.
All right, let's go to Missouri. You know, it's been a while since we've had a caller from Missouri, and Juanita is
be next.
And Juanita, mm-hmm. you are on the air with us.
Hi, guys.
Don't tell us, show us.
That's right, the show me state.
You're right. Hey, I have been trying to get on this show for years, and this is the very first time. So I'm just so excited I'm beside myself.
Years? You've been trying to be on for years?
It took a pandemic. It took a pandemic for you to be able to get on this show. It was worth it all.
Sure did. Juanita. Hey, Juanita, where do you live in Missouri?
I'm in Dexter, Missouri, and Tim. If mm-hmm. you'll remember, I went to Israel with you 1 year.
I was going to, when you said Dexter, Missouri, I remember, yeah, now. What year was that? What year was that we went?
Well, I've been trying to find my passport. It was either 06 or 09, but okay. I can't remember.
Wow.
I've been back one time since then, and I'm getting them confused.
Was that the time?
Yeah.
You were arrested over there, weren't you, when we were on that? Juanita, you had
That's supposed to stay there.
Okay, I'm sorry. What happens in the Holy Land stays in the Holy Land? I like that.
That's right.
That's good.
My husband didn't know that. See, and he's standing here listening. So
that's
about that.
You got some splaining to do, Lucy.
Hey, Juanita.
I sure do.
Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I want to answer. The question I really wanted to answer was the one about Area 51, but thank goodness you guys answered the asked questions again. So I think I've got another one I know the answer to.
Which one?
How about the Paul on the way to Damascus?
Yes, ma'am.
To
which city was Saul traveling when he encountered a great blinding light? And your answer is?
Damascus.
Yes, ma'am.
He was on the way to Damascus.
On the road to Damascus, knocked him off the
That's
horse
right.
and had that encounter with Jesus.
Juanita, did we go up to the Syrian border when we were on the buses there? Do you remember?
Yes, we did. We looked over the hilltop there, and
yeah, because we were not too far from Damascus, right there.
Right. Yeah.
When we were in Israel. Uh huh.
We sure did. We saw lots of great things. I'd love to go back.
Well, maybe so. We'd love to have you. Did you have a question for us?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, this may have been asked, but my husband came up with this. When and why did the Mississippi River flow backwards?
It was during the earthquake. The great
you know
earthquake.
When it was?
That would have been okay. Let me. It went backwards and formed Real Foot Lake, in Tennessee, right? And I don't know the specific year, but I'm going to say the 30s, maybe.
I know there was a whole lot of shaking going on,
but it was before Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yes.
But I'm going to say the 30s, but maybe I don't know. I'm just guessing here.
Well, my husband says it was the year of 1812. Does that sound familiar?
That sounds familiar. Yes, yeah. Ma'am.
I was off by 120 years. But anyway,
Mississippi
really go backwards,
yes.
Or is that just a...
Yes. No, it flowed backwards. It really it's
did.
True.
Yeah, it really did. Yeah.
Wow.
I wasn't there, you know.
So. Okay.
But that's what I've been told many times.
You've been trying to get on the show for years, but not that many years.
But didn't it form Real Foot Lake in West Tennessee, over there by the river?
It did. Yes.
And they said... Go ahead.
I have been to Real Foot Lake, though, so I know that's true.
Okay. They said it rang church bells in New England.
What was
no,
that?
It's serious.
No, that's he's serious.
Yeah, I'm serious. They said they
ranked church bells.
That would be the New Madrid fault.
Yeah.
Hey,
right.
we were traveling to Jonesboro, Arkansas. I was doing a father-daughter banquet, and I took two of my daughters with me. And when we were driving through Mark Tree, Arkansas, I told our daughters, I said, oh, this is the spot where the next biggest earthquake, like in the world, is going to happen. It's right here at Mark Tree, and they laughed. They said, "That's funny, Dad." I said, "No, it's true." Well, then one of my daughters, you know how quick they are to Google something. Oh my goodness, Dad's telling the truth. Drive, get past here. This whole town's just supposed to bust open and everything fall in. So, Mark Tree, Arkansas, is where that New Madrid fault or whatever it is going through there, and they're expecting it to happen one of these days.
Right, and that's New Madrid.
New Madrid.
Yes.
Yeah.
New Madrid, not New Madrid now. Don't get us confused.
There you go.
All right, Juanita. Thanks
Thank
for
you,
calling.
Juanita.
Well, you're Take welcome. Care. It's been fun.
Hey, okay. Juanita, before you go, as things get back to normal, whenever that is, do you recommend people take that trip to the Holy Land with Tim and Allison Wildman?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it was great. It was a lot of fun.
Wonderful.
One of your sons, and I don't remember if it was Wesley or the other one.
Walker.
Yeah. He was, I think, like a junior in high school or something.
Yep.
Hey, guys, and something else. I came down and helped you with the Share-a-thon one year. I know.
Wonderful. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. Well, listen, we're having our Share-a-thon next month. We were supposed to have it last week, but we postponed it. So pray for a successful Share-a-thon with all this uncertainty and everything so crazy. God bless you, Juanita.
Hey, Juanita.
You and your husband, you guys stay safe.
Juanita, you still there?
Yeah.
I am, yes.
You know, for someone who's tried for years to get on the program, we're going to give you not just one T-shirt, but you're talking about your husband. He's been helping you out.
Right.
We're
going to
send you two T-shirts so you can pair up and not go anywhere.
Yeah.
Since you'll be stuck
at
home.
Hey, listen, we travel in our RV, so we're ready to go. So wear your shirts faithfully.
Wear one of the shirts and cut the other one up and make mask out of it.
So Juanita, Juanita, you said I don't know if you're running from the law or whatever, but you say you travel around and in the RV. Will there be a place for us to actually send the T-shirts?
Oh yes.
Okay.
We
have a home.
All right. Well, stay on the line. Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we'll get you and your husband a T-shirt each. How's that?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome.
You guys got any questions left?
I do.
Go.
Oh, you mean give them away? Or
No.
Oh.
Give them.
Okay.
Them.
The questions I have left are, I actually have three left. What was the original name for New York City? What was the first state to join the Union? And a true-false question, there's a basketball court in the U.S. Supreme Court building, and it's called the highest court in the land. Is that true or false?
I've got two left. First question, true or false, the world's fastest flying insect is a type of horsefly that can fly up to 90 miles an hour. Is that true or false? And then What is a second full moon in a month called?
Okay.
Okay, Betty in Louisiana, you're up next. Hi, Betty.
All right. Hang on. Okay. All right, Betty.
Hello.
Hey, Betty, where are you calling from?
North Louisiana.
Okay, wonderful. Listen, thanks for calling. Which station do you know you're listening to? Ruston?
It's not 88 point.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, we got a few there.
I want to let you know this is my first time ever to call, and I got through.
Oh, well, there's you made some people very jealous.
Right.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
It's just, really, it's not an exact science. So some people get through.
It's called speed dial. Luck of speed dial.
I just kept calling. Yeah. Well, really, I called once, line was busy, called again, and got through.
Well, you're set for a good day, Betty.
Yeah.
What you want to ask, answer, or both?
I want to answer a question.
Which one?
About the second moon in the month. What's it called?
Yes, ma'am, Betty. What is a second full moon in a month called?
It's called a blue moon.
A blue moon.
Blue moon.
And that's
once
why,
in a blue moon.
That's why your grandparents always said, well, it happens once in a blue moon.
That's right.
Because it's so rare.
I learned it from my grandparents.
There you go. And they used to say things like that.
And there's a famous song with blue moon.
Always listen to the grandparents.
Amen. Amen. Blue moon over Kentucky.
Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining, right?
Bill Monroe, I think.
Is that a bluegrass song?
I should know that. Yes, bluegrass.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Father of bluegrass, Bill Monroe.
Uh-huh.
Well, Betty, what's your question for us? Good answer. Blue
and
moon.
By the way,
I didn't know that.
I didn't know. You guys are all talking about Bill Monroe, and all I knew was, when the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie. So that's the only moon song I've got. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
They wear that out at Olive Garden, I'll tell you that right now.
Every
third song is Dean Martin singing Amore. I can get him a new soundtrack. I like it, but come on.
All right, Betty, you have a question for us?
Yeah, I looked one up. Let me see. What year was the first model of the iPhone released? What year?
Ooh, okay. Now, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, okay? So don't say yes or no.
Okay.
Guys, I think it was like 2006, wasn't it? Is that far enough back?
I'm going to say 2004.
JJ, what do you think?
We're about out of time. We've got five questions to answer.
Okay. All right. I think you stumped us. I said 2006. Tim says 2004. What's the right answer, Betty?
Okay, y'all are close. It's 2007.
Seven.
Okay.
All right. That was the first iPhone.
Already, so.
Wow, that's 13 years ago. It seems like it's been here
forever.
And
now they're at 11? They're at iPhone 11, right?
Yeah.
There probably won't be another one, right? I don't think they got this marketing.
All right, Betty, we got to let you go. Have a great weekend.
Very quickly. I love y'all's show.
Thank you so much.
We love our listeners. Thank you. All right,
I didn't hear all that because I was listening on my flip phone.
What was the original name for New York City? It was New Amsterdam. The first state to join the Union was Delaware. And it is true. There's a basketball court in the U.S. Supreme Court building, and it is called the highest court in the land.
World's fastest flying insect is a type of horsefly that can fly up to 90 miles an hour. That is 100% true.
Wow, 90 miles
per hour.
That's
a fast horsefly.
I don't have any riddles left, so. All right, folks, thank you for listening to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. You can always send us an email at comments@afr.net. We hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you back on Monday.